Olive Garden, a Law and Order SVU fic, written by Space Flower, and read by KLB.
And Rena Jenkins.
On location.
This podfic was recorded at the tail end of Podfic Summer Sizzle 2023.
Summary. Mike thinks it's funny to take Sunny to Olive Garden. Sunny does not. Mike Dodds wanted to take Sunny out for dinner, his treat. He wouldn't tell him where they were going. The last time they did this, it did not end well. Mike promised he would make up for it. Take an Italian to Olive Garden. Mike knew how he would react. He overheard Sunny talking about how it was a disgrace to authentic Italian food, but thought it would be fun to do it anyways. He brought up the idea to Raphael, who told him it was a bad idea, but to do it anyways. It was the end of their shift. They were getting ready to go.
Are you going to tell me where we are going?
Sunny asked as he got into the Uber. That defeats the purpose of a surprise. If it makes you feel any better, I ran it by Barba and he told me to do it. Sunny didn't have to know about him saying it was a bad idea.
I still don't trust you.
Probably smart. The Uber pulled over to the side of the road, and the two of them got out. Sunny looked around and saw the restaurant Mike had planned for dinner.
You have to be kidding me.
What? You don't like it? Mike was trying not to laugh at Sunny's reaction.
Olive Garden? Seriously, it's not even authentic Italian. Raphael told you it was a good idea to take me here, of all places?
Okay, he told me it was a bad idea, but to still do it. So, you could blame him for this. They started to walk to the door.
How does Nick deal with you?
Mike rolled his eyes. Same way Raphael deals with you. They were sitting in the back of the restaurant. Sunny was still not looking forward to this. The waiter came and gave them a menu and took their drink order. Sunny was looking over the menu and was not impressed.
If I took my Nona here, I think she would have a heart attack. Chicken fettuccine Alfredo? Not a thing in Italy. Spaghetti and meatballs? Come on, Mike. This is not authentic.
Sunny looked like he was about to have an aneurysm. This was a great idea. Mike was trying to keep his laughter to a minimum. Just try something. It might not be what you're used to, but it's still good. Unlimited breadsticks.
I hate you.
Sunny joked. Mike just smiled back at him. They finished eating and Mike paid. Sunny took his mint for making him do this. So, how was it? They waited outside for their rides back to their own places.
I am never letting you pick a place ever again.
Oh, come on! You ate two bowls of soup plus your entire meal. You liked it.
I ate it because it was free. But it was not the worst I've ever had. Still not real Italian.
Mike took that as a win. Their Ubers arrived at the same time. They said their farewells and got into the cars and headed home.
Raph? Sunny called out as he walked into the apartment, locking the door behind him.
In the living room.
Taking his shoes off, Sunny walked into the living room and saw Raphael laying on the couch. He crawled onto the couch, laying his head on top of Raphael's chest, laying between his legs.
So, how was dinner?
Sunny groaned. Raphael laughed. Don't mention it.
That bad?
Sunny turned his head to look at Raphael. If any of my relatives saw me eating there, they would revoke my Italian card. Did you eat? Raphael nodded.
I went out with Amaro. It was nice.
That's good. I'm making dinner tomorrow. Authentic. Not that sorry excuse for Italian.
I could go for some authentic Italian right now, if you're up for it.
Raphael had that look on his face. Sunny knew it all too well. I'm always up for that.
The end.
Reader's notes. So, fun fact, there used to be two Olive Gardens in Manhattan proper. There's now only one Olive Garden in Manhattan proper, and it's in Times Square. So please imagine, for me, these two men in the Olive Garden in Times Square, where they're sitting in a window booth and they're overlooking the TKTS, and they've got 16 tourists on all sides. And please imagine in your soul exactly what Sunny is going through.
Please imagine the 4-hour wait they had to do before they actually got seated at their table.
Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.